This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Welcome to another episode of 8 at 8, although it is at 9 o'clock, but it's still called 8 at 8. I got a little bit busy with a few things. Wanted to share something really powerful today. A lot of us are, as we talked about it, we're all going into these lockdowns, and a lot of us are going to have these difficulties and difficult challenges. So I thought, let's talk about a very pertinent issue, and that is mental health. Because a lot of us, last time when the lockdown happened, we all went into this whole mental health crisis, and everybody was like, oh, how is it possible? Muslims can't have mental health, and all these discussions started happening. So wanted to share something. Today, I'm going to share a story of a Sahabi who suffers with mental health. And to an extent that he recognizes that he has this issue. And the story is of Abu Umama radiallahu anh, where he is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, you know, obviously he's one of the companions. And Rasulullah is walking by the masjid and he sees Abu Umama radiallahu anh. And he sees him in the masjid. So he goes up to him and he says, Ya Aba Umama, ma li araka fi masjidin fi ghayri waqti salah. Why is it that I see you in the masjid and this is not time for you to be in the masjid? I.e., it is not time for prayer. It is not the time that usually people spend sitting and reading in the Quran in the masjid. Why are you here? Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he turns to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, lazimatni humumun waduyun. O Prophet of Allah, or in another narration, it says, humumun lazimatni waduyunun athqalatni. That lazima basically means that something has clinged on to me. And Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he's saying that, O Prophet of Allah, duyun, humum, worries about this world and what's going to happen, it has clinged on to me. It has latched on to me. Wa athqalatni duyunun, and financial burdens has drained me down. It has like athqalatni, it has weighed me down, so I'm not able to live my life. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turns to Umama radiallahu an, and he says, u'allimuka kalimat kaliman idha qult, if I'm going to teach you something. إِذَا قُلْتُ, if you were to say these words, أَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ هَمَّكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to dissipate for you your sorrow, your worry, all the types of tension, anxiety, everything. أَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ هَمَّكَ وَقَضَى دَيْنَكَ, and your financial burdens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take care of it. Subhanallah. This is so powerful. So Rasulullah is saying that to Abu Umama, I'm going to teach you something. And this something is the key for us to get rid of all of this. Now, number one, Rasulullah tells him the dua, which we're going to come to. But more importantly, Rasulullah recognized the existence of mental distress in the Sahabi. Why? Because usually when you and I are distressed, when something happens to us, when somebody's about to lose their job, when somebody's about gets into a car accident, when somebody hears about their relative or loved one that is about to die, what happens? We connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart connects and we feel this deep spiritual sense and longing to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can free ourselves from this pain that we're feeling at this moment. And that's exactly what the Sahabi did. He was feeling that pain. He was feeling that anxiety. He was feeling that burden of life. He was feeling the worry that was taking him down, when the financial burdens. So he decided that he's going to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first and foremost, as a Muslim, recognize that these things are realities of life. You and I believe in Qadr. We all believe that everything is destined. Despite the fact Rasulullah did not come in and say, oh, what kind of a Sahabi are you? You are a companion. What a disgrace that is. You know, you need to have Iman and Aqidah and Qadr. You know, it's already destined. Why are you worried about this? No. The existence of worry and sorrow does not negate the belief that you and I have in Qadr. That's not a negation of that, but rather an affirmation that yes, we believe in the predestiny, but we're human beings and we are going to be impacted by the life. We are going to be impacted by the workings and accidents and sorrows and financial burdens are going to take an impact on us. Very important for us to realize that. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the terminology. There were the Sahabas, they had such great awareness about their mental health that they were able to express that to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah did not say, what kind of Muslim are you? You know, you have mental health issues, subhanallah. No, you must not read enough Quran. As some of the people over here, if you talk about mental health, it's like, tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. Aisa to ho hi nahi sakta. How is it possible? Musliman, you know, and he has mental health? Not possible. Like, excuse me, you're not better than the Sahabi over here. And if the Sahabi can have issues, we are destined to have a lot more issues than that. If Sahabi recognizes the existence of those issues in his life, then who are you and I? There's nobody that can even come close to combined all of us in this world. We cannot come close to the iman that Imam Abu Umama radiallahu anhu had. Having said that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also recognizes when he responds and he says, shall I not tell you about words that are going to dissipate your sorrows and your worries? What does that tell us? That there is an existence of sorrows and worries in your life, but you are going to seek help. You are going to need help. And Rasulullah obviously provided the best help, spiritual help. Having said that, that does not negate the existence of seeking help. Rasulullah just opened the doors for us, saying that if we require spiritual help, then we get spiritual help by the dua, which is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. Oh Allah, I seek refuge from you, from ham, from sorrows and hazan and sadness. Wa a'udhu bika, and I seek refuge from you, min ghalabati day, wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. And I seek refuge from you from being incapacitated, wal-kasal, and I become lazy in life. Wa a'udhu bika min al-bukhl, and I seek refuge from you from bukhl, being a miser, wal-jubn, that I become a coward. Wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati dayn, and I seek refuge from the overpowering of financial burdens, dayn, on me. Wa qahri rijal, and the wrath of men. When we make this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to dissipate that. Having said that, do seek out mental health. So for example, if dua is not working, dua is the spiritual cure. But sometimes these mental health issues require interventions by experts, not an imam, not a sheikh, not going to happen. You'll come to me and say, I got mental health issues, I'm seeing things. And you're like, oh yeah, let me read some Qur'an Rabbi Nas on you. Like, gone are the days for that, right? Seek professional help. What I would highly recommend is there's a very nice institute. It's called Khalil Center. It is working in Canada. It is working in the US. I've had really good experiences with people that I've referred to, but reach out to them. Khalil Center, they do virtual online mental health and they have an Islamic perspective to that. But remember that any intervention, you should not get addicted to it. That's it. Remember this. Mental health exists. We can seek spiritual cure. We can seek professional and medical help, both exist. So for example, when you physically break your arm, you can read Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times. That is going to expedite the healing process, but it's not going to fix your bone. If the bone is twisted, you still need to go to the doctor, fix it in the first place. And then the healing process, the spiritual existence, the spiritual connection can help, but you're still going to need the mental health person to come and correct the things back. That's all I got to say about this. I hope you guys have a beautiful day and stay safe. And don't worry about the lockdown. It's all written down in the books. We just need to worry about the day you live today, tomorrow, every single day. And we should work hard for that. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.